Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 30, Rustenburg 32, Johannesburg 28 grade. Ons begin in Limpopo waar die polisie die moord op 'n student van die Universiteit van Venda in Toyando ondersoek. Die 20-jarige slagoffer is na bewering deur haar kerel doodgesteek. Die voorval het op kampus plaasgevind. Die verdagte wat ook 20 jaar oud is, is sedertdien vermoord in hegtenis geneem. Polisie woordvoerder Malasela Ladwaba.
The suspect and his girlfriend had a heated argument which resulted in a fight. Further information suggests that the suspect tried to evade arrest by jumping through the window from the third floor and sustained some injuries. The suspect is now at the medical facility receiving treatment under police guard.
Nasionale polisiekommissaris Fani Masemola het die behoefte beklemtoon aan die deel van intelligensie en samewerking tussen lande om misdaad te bestry. Hy het gepraat met die afsluiting van die 27ste Interpol Afrika streekkonferensie in Kaapstad.
We have enjoyed the 3 days coming up with creative and innovative solutions to the law enforcement problems. Legal firms have become a problem and they are a tool to commit crime. Together we can ensure a safe and more secure and more prosperous Africa.
Die nasionale energieregulator van Suid-Afrika het 111 nuwe opwekkingsfasiliteite in die eerste kwartaal van 2025 en 2026 geregistreer om die energiesektore hupstoot te gee. Dit beloop altesaam 1916 megawatt met 'n geraamde belegging van 51 miljard rand. Narse woordvoerder Charles Labila.
Since the inception of the registration regime in 2018, NERSA has registered a total of 2,056 generation facility with a total capacity of 12,757 megawatts.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het 'n spesiale amptelike begrafnis kategorie 2 vir ambassadeur Johannes Mahlangu afgekondig. Sy begrafnis word volgende Saterdag in Middelburg in Mpumalanga gehou. Die 72-jarige voormalige voorsitter van die Nasionale Raad van Provinsies en diplomaat is vroeër die week na 'n kort siekbed oorlede. Presidentsie woordvoerder Vincent Makwenya.
The president has also directed that the national flag be half-masted at all flag stations from the morning of Saturday, the 30th of August, until the evening of the funeral on Saturday, the 6th of September.
Nog nes uit die buiteland, ten minste 3 mense is dood deur 'n brand wat deur betogers by 'n raadsgebou in Indonesië aangesteek is. Betogings het die week reg oor die land uitgebreek na die dood van 'n motorfiets-taxi-bestuurder wat deur 'n polisievoertuig getref is. In Israel se weermag het die liggaam van een gijselaar en die oorskot van 'n ander in Gaza herwin. Die eerste minister se kantoor sê die liggaam is uitgeken as een Wise met die oorskot van die ander wat nog onbekend. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus om 10 uur.
Jacaranda FM plays music.
Bad habits lead to white eyes.
You love. Like this.
You're glowing. You color and fracture the light. You can't help but shine. And I know that you carry the world on your back. But look at you tonight. The lights, your face, your eyes, exploding like fireworks in the sky. Set fire.
Touching on your body while you're pushing on me. Don't you win the party, I could do this all week. Dance until the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Jumma, 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 kiss your daddy body.